Next on The Mold, Jan Hocken and Ton Sloan discuss Philip Zimbardo's famous experiment that people put in the role of jailer become sadistic as they come into conflict with resistant prisoners. The story is, in fact, much more complicated. Todd and Jan.
Well, last month, Todd and I took up the controversy over the investigation of the American Psychological Association and its failure to discipline psychologists involved in torture practices carried out by the U.S. military. Todd, you describe critical traditions in our field where psychologists have worked for peace and social justice. And some progressives would claim Philip Zimbardo as one of our own. His famous prison guard study is often cited in indicting in some way, either legally or in public discourse, dominant institutions, including the government and the military itself. The third dramatic film in recent years is based on the Zimbardo's study, the Stanford Prison Experiment. This film, now playing in theaters across the country, is directed by Kyle Patrick Alvarez, and it follows a number of other films, dramas, and documentaries based on this work. So before taking up some of our own critique of the Stanford Prison study and the film, what can you just describe the study and what Zimbardo tried to do there?
Yeah, and this really is one of the most widely known studies, in along with Milgram's studies of obedience about 10 years earlier than 1971 when this Stanford Prison experiment was conducted. So Philip Zimbardo and a team of researchers were working on a study funded by the U.S. Office of Naval Research, and they were interested in the causes of conflict between military guards and prisoners. So they put an ad in the paper offering $15 a day to male volunteers, or not volunteers, but to come and participate in an experiment for 2 weeks. And 75 people applied. They chose 24 middle-class white males, and divided them into two groups randomly to serve as prisoners or guards in a simulated prison situation. And they were actually picked up by the local police and brought to this place as if they were being actually arrested, so to simulate some of the what it might feel like to be taken, arrested and taken to prison. So Zimbardo gave instructions to the guards about how to behave and even encouraged them to create a sense of fear in the guards, and that their life was totally controlled by the system of the prison. So there was basically a suggestion that they might move toward behavior that was not kind, for example. So those who were chosen as guards actually did enforce authoritarian measures and subjected some prisoners to psychological torture. For example, they were forced to be naked. If, as punishment, their mattresses were taken away, the sanitation bucket was not removed from their room, so it was smelly. And there was also some resistance early on to the conditions. But eventually, a third of the guards did show sadistic behavior of some sort. Interestingly, there were about 50 people who observed the experiment externally at some point, and only one person openly questioned its morality. And that was the graduate student Christina Maslach, who was dating Zimbardo and became his wife later on. After 6 days, the experiment was called off, partly because of Christina's complaint. And Zimbardo himself was says he was surprised by what the students were able to do and to each other in this situation. The findings of the study are usually interpreted as showing that it's the situation that determines behavior rather than the personality, the personal dispositions of an individual. So that's what most people take away from the standard intro psychology textbook about this.
And is generally a kind of dividing argument in psychology between conservatives who locate troubled behavior in the psyche of an individual or their mother.
Right.
Versus more progressive stances that look at situational factors.
Right. So what does the film add to this basic textbook coverage of this experiment?
This so-called study didn't even meet the most minimal criteria for an experiment. It was more of a psychodrama demonstration. So it's totally fitting that it's a film. It was videotaped. these were actors who themselves saw themselves performing in a kind of a play. And there's always a question of when people are in a simulated performance, how you evaluate their behavior. Would these people have really subjected? I mean, they didn't physically torture people. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in a play and I call you names and say, get down on your hands and knees before me, does that mean I'm an abuser? And would I be in a real situation? This was simulated under the extensive direction of Dr. Zimbardo. It was yet at the same time very close to the transcripts of the actual study. This recent film has a kind of palpable quality to it that makes you feel like kind of close identified with both the prisoners and the guards, which actually Zimbardo himself downplayed the role of resistance and the guards suppressing resistance in the prisoners. I think this dramatic performance draws that out more out of some of the attempts at organizing among the prisoners. It also has some conventions of film that are quite apologetic for Zimbardo's behavior at the end, even though we see him fascinated and totally absorbed by the sadistic behavior of these students in the film. The end, we have a text card on the screen saying none of the subjects in this film were psychologically traumatized. I'm not sure how they determined that. Mm-hmm. And Philip Zimbardo has been married for 42 years
But there was one prisoner who actually totally freaked out and had to be let go, right, in the actual experiment.
Yeah, and I think some of the drama of this study, I think the findings themselves have been misrepresented, as well as how much this kind of performative side of psychology flourished in the 60s and 70s. Psychodrama workshops were very, very big. Groups where you acted out your struggles with authority were an enormously important phenomenon in that period. There also were politics going on at Stanford at the time that in many ways this was an enactment of broader campus politics. Mm-hmm. And so it was, as one colleague goes by him in the hall and says, well, what's the independent variable here? Who, you know, because usually that's the control of an experiment is controlling the variable of interest. And there was just so much chaos, so much going on. And the research team was heavily involved in basically a directorial role. Mm-hmm. So it was not an experiment, but he said, so it seems to me that's more like a simulation.
Right.
And the question is, what did it simulate?
Right.
And so let's talk some about what the findings suggest, both about the context and how they find their way into political discourse.
Right. You bring up the context of the experiment, and I think that's really, it's interesting that it's an experiment trying to show how the context shapes behavior, but it totally ignores its own context and how that might feed into the behavior of the people in the simulations, right?
Yeah, and Stanford was a very political environment at the time, like many campuses, but Stanford particularly had been a conduit for military research. A lot of the faculty, including Zimbardo, were funded by military contracts. It was also an enormous engine for research related to the military. At the same time, there was quite an active student resistance there. Mm-hmm. During the year prior to the study, students had occupied buildings. The police had been called to campus 13 times to quell student unrest.
Anti-war protests.
Anti-war press, the Black Student Union. Mm-hmm. So in a way, this experiment was an enactment of the struggles of students against their own faculty, including Zimbardo himself. But he removes himself, other than minimally describing his roles, giving minimal directions to the guards. And I think part of what's confusing about the study is it has such a narrow view of context, situational factors, and also argues that people will quite quickly in a day descend from so-called normal men, as he put it, normal good people, to becoming sadists. And it's not that easy to get people to do things
is that it actually requires some kind of strong ideology along with the context, like we are the authorities here and we're going to totally dominate you. Or, and it could be in another context, values of sort of for a democratic process that would be the stronger ideology and would win out in a context.
Yeah, and I think part of what you're suggesting is there's a kind of anti-institutional, facile anti-institutional focus to this study, and it downplays the systematic institutional processes to get people to do bad things and how difficult often it is. That's why the military puts so much time into training soldiers.
To actually pull the trigger.
Yeah. So there are also many other reasons to question the study and how it's applied to all the bad problems of the world. But okay, this is Jan Hocken and Todd Sloan talking today about Philip Zimbardo's Stanford Prison Experiment.
Shantae.